إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله الكريم عز وجل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليال التمكين أمثال وحكمة من القرآن الكريم. قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in this parable, the example of those who carried the Torah but did not carry it, are likened to a donkey which carries books. Now this famous parable in the Holy Quran is what they call Tashbihu Murakkab. It is a simile which is a compounded simile. In other words, it captures much in a very few words. This famous parable of the glorious Quran, we find reference to those who carried the book but did not carry it. And people, the interpreters, say it can imply two things. On the one hand, those who had in their hands the Torah, because it makes reference to the Torah, the divine scripture received by Nabi Musa, those who had in their hands the Torah revealed through Nabi Musa alayhi salam, yet they did not bother to understand the contents of its message, and therefore could not really access the full benefit of what they had possessed within them. In other words, they had a book. Because they did not bother to understand its message, they could not fully benefit from what they had in their possession. Or those who have in their possessions valuable information, in this case, divine revelation of the Torah, which provides guidance and guidelines for the human beings, yet those human beings who have it did not act upon the guidance at their disposal. Therefore, they could not really fully benefit from the Torah which they had. You see, they say in Urdu, Gade ko zafran ki kya qadar. You say, what does a donkey know the benefit of zafran? To him, it's like red grass. Those who know zafran will know it's very expensive and rare, but those who don't know will just think it's a grass that's colored maybe in green. Now, this kind of parable, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارًا, those like donkeys carrying books, this is categorized specifically as tashbih tamthili. In other words, a parable which draws a concise comparative image that conveys a very clear lesson. And the mufassireen, or the interpreters of the Quran, they interpret this simile to mean, هُمُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ لَمْ يَعْمَلُوا بِمَا فِيهَا وَلَمْ يَعْقِلُوا مَا بِهَا وَالْمُشَبَّهَ بِالْحِمَارُ الَّذِي يَحْمِلُ الْكُتُبُ كُتُبُ النَّافِعَ دُونَ إِسْتِفَادَتِهِ مِنْهَا. In other words, these are people who carry scripture, who have divine guidance at their disposal, but neither act upon it nor bother to comprehend it. It is like a donkey that may carry valuable, beneficial books without benefiting whatsoever from the information or the knowledge that the books contain which they carry. I would like us to reflect on this, not so much in the time of Musa alayhi salam and his people, but try to look and introspect ourselves and our situation from this parable. I would like us to critically introspect that we have the Quran. We have divine revelation like the people of Musa had. This unique book called the Quran, the most read book in its original, preserved in its entirety, in its original, as revealed to Rasulullah. The most interpreted book, the most memorized book, the only book which has a science which evolved regarding its recitation called Tajweed. This book of which Sayyidina Ali, Karamallah Wajha, said, فَهُوَ مَعْدِنُ الْإِيمَانِ وَبُحْبُوحَتُهُ وَيَنَابِعُ الْعِلْمِ وَبُحُورُهُ وَرِيَاضُ الْعَدْلِ وَغُدْرَانُهُ وَأَسَافِيُ الْإِسْلَامُ وَبُنْيَانُهُ وَأَوْدِيَةُ الْحَقِّ وَغِطَانُهُ. He said, this is the book, the Quran. It's a mine of belief and the center of belief. It is the source of knowledge and the ocean of knowledge. It is the plantation of justice and the pools of justice. It is the foundation stone of Islam and the construction of Islam. It is the valleys of truth and the plains of reality. That book of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. Surely the Qur'an guides to that which is manifest and manifests the highest expressions of integrity and gives glad tidings of a tremendous reward to those who have faith and those who manifest that faith in good and beneficial action. This is the book of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in a hadith documented by Imam al-Tirmidhi, هو حبل الله المتين وهو ذكر الحكيم وهو صراط المستقيم هو الذي من قال به صدق ومن حكم به عدل ومن عمل به أجر ومن دعا إليه هدي إلى صراط المستقيم. It's the strengthening bond of Allah which if you hold fast to, you will never be divided. It is the wise reminder, it is the straight path. Whoever speaks by the Quran speaks the truth. Whoever judges by the Quran judges with justice. Whoever acts upon the Quran will be duly rewarded. And whoever invites to its guidance is himself guided and guiding others to the right path. This is the value of our scripture. And as the sage Ibrahim bin Adam said, إِنَّكُمْ تَعْرِفُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِهِ. You do know the Quran, but you don't act upon it. Let us critically reflect for ourselves this Quran. Are we genuinely appreciating the book, or are we also neglecting appreciation of it like the people of Musa did to the Torah? There's a poetry of Mahir al-Qadri, a very famous Urdu poet. He writes about the Quran lamenting. He said, Kehne ko ek jalse mein par par ke sunaya jata hu, ek bar hasaya jata hu. So bara rulaya jata. He's speaking on behalf of the Quran. He says, there's no assembly without my recitation. And I'm made to smile once, but I'm made to cry many times, the Quran says through his words. Ye mujhse aqeedat ke daawe qanoon pe raade ghairon ke. You bhi mujhse riswa karte hai, aise bhi sataya jata hu. He said, this is how they call others to my message, but they themselves follow the laws of others. This is how they abuse me and this is how they humiliate me. Kis baz mein mujhko baar nahi, kis urs mein meri dhoom nahi, phir bhi main akela rehta hu, mujhsa bhi koi mazloom nahi. He says, though all the gatherings you go to in any celebration of the Muslims, they read me and they recite me, they begin with me, yet I feel so lonely and no one is as oppressed as I am, the Quran tends to say. In other words, are we genuinely appreciating the book, or are we also lacking appreciation of it like the people of Musa did to the Torah? Secondly, have we lost our status as a leading nation in the world, as a global civilizational force, because we have left the Quran? And this is a question posed by another poet, Allama Iqbal, who says, "Wo zamane mein muazzaz the tabi'a Quran musalman hokar." Or tum khar huwe tarike Quran hokar. They were great because as Muslims they abided by the Quran. Perchance we have lost the greatness and the grandeur because we also have left the Quran. So firstly, are we genuinely appreciating the book? Or are we doing the people of Musa not really appreciating what we have? Number two, have we lost our status because Laylul Qadr? Third point, we are here in prayer. Long prayer, listening to the entire Quran being recited in this month of the Quran behind this wonderful Hufaz who read it so excellently, mashallah. May Allah reward them. We spend the entire month listening to the whole Quran. But the pertinent question for us is, are we acting similar to the people who received the Torah and did not carry it? Are we also like مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِلُوا التَّورَةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارًا. Are we also of those who do not really carry the Quran because we have it without bothering to understand it, appreciating it, reflecting upon it, and implementing the book which we have at our disposal? May Allah grant that we be of those who are tabi'a Quran, the followers of the Quran, and not like those who carry it without appreciating it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.